Highs will be in the upper 40s for Thursday, and things warming up a touch for Friday. Highs reaching the mid-50s, and currently in Kalamazoo, it's 45 degrees. Well, the teapot is out. The teacups are on the countertop, and that means I have a live guest here in the studio and at Classical WMUK. His name is Jordan Hamilton, a longtime favorite of myself and the station. Great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So good to have you here this morning, really in person. It's sometimes hard to, like, get used to talking to a real person.
I know.
But this is a really great occasion because we're celebrating the release of Vibrations, your latest album, which is an instrumental album featuring yourself, of course, playing cello and many other things. We'll get to that. You've also created a conversation series with musicians called the Green Room Series.
Right.
It's available online, and I want to talk about that as well. It seems like last time we talked, it was on the phone, and I was calling you a chameleon at the time.
Hey.
But now it's like I'm still with that. That still works for me, but it seems like you're also paying it forward, you're paying it backward, you're paying it side to side. You're kind of just making those connections part of who the centrality of your professional musicianship, you know?
Right.
So again, it's like I get to see a whole new side of
right.
Jordan Hamilton. Before we went on the air, we were talking about the DIY music scene. That's not a term I use a lot, and I think I know what it means, but maybe you could talk about this community and your role in it, at least in Kalamazoo.
Yeah. I mean, as many people know, DIY is applied to a lot of, like, home ownership and maybe working on your own car. You're doing it yourself instead of going to a mechanic or a paid professional. You're learning from them and figuring out how to go about making it work for yourself. When I think about the DIY music scene, though, especially in Kalamazoo, I always think about this person named Jared Selner, or AKA the Sack Squatch. I don't know why that image just pops in my head. But, you know, he always tells me about the Kalamazoo scene that was up in, like, the 90s or the early 2000s, and how there's a lot of punk shows, and they have, like, a DIY Kalamazoo, like, website, and that's where a bunch of musicians come together and they post all of their house concerts that they're going to be doing for, you know, that weekend or the next week or the next month. And it's just this idea of learning how to promote your own shows, release your own music, make your own music. It's about figuring out the nuances of becoming a professional musician and not relying on a business to kind of provide that service for you.
So it sounds like it's more by musicians for musicians.
Correct.
Than necessarily a promotional tool, but it's more about building your skills.
Correct. Correct. Building your skills and building with people at the same time.
Why? Well, let's connect that to the new album. So you've over the years interacted with so many people who are working in this scene and have skills to share and to teach, and you reciprocate. How did you make this album? Was it with others, mostly by yourself?
Yeah, it started off, you know, with some musical ideas that I had in my mind, because at my sets I always have some instrumental songs. So I have some lyrical songs, which I released on a record called My Thoughts Are, and I worked with Jay Jackson to produce that. And I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do with my instrumental songs? I can't, you know, not have an instrumental song. I got to put some classical music on there. I got to do some other stuff. Like, when am I going to do this? How am I going to produce this? And I knew I wanted to do the first record, For Rin Lan, and then My Thoughts Are, and then a next record, which was going to be called Of This World, Not From This World, but I called it Vibrations instead. And that one was going to be the instrumental record, and there were some sounds that I kind of wanted to explore on that. From there, I just sort of kept it in the back of my mind and let them brew. And from going around and playing on the scene, I met some people and I started working with this artist, producer named The Lasso, or Andy Catlin. And he brought me out to like work on some of his music. And I was like, oh, this is the guy that I should work with. You know. So then we started working on a lot of his music. And I was like, well, do you want to work on a record with me? And he was like, yeah, I'll do that. So then I had him, I would go over his house and when we work on his music, then we'd go and pull out a couple of tracks from this record. And I would just play some of the stuff that I was already playing live and just track it in there. And then we would add some weird effects on it. And then, yeah, so we recorded that in like little small rooms or whatever. And then we would go. Yeah, so we finished that like a year ago, and I just let it sit for a year because I was like 2020, you know? Just sat for a while, and then we went, when we brought it back up, and we went up to Earthworks Harvest Gathering, the Earthworks Farm, and we were recording a different record. And so we were recording on this other record, and then we found some songs that we thought could fit with this Vibrations. Mm-hmm. So then on that record, Jared Selner was also on that. And then
that is Jared Selner.
Yup. And then we had a keyboardist, Grayson Nye, on there.
Yeah.
And then that was it. So that's, yeah. And we made small alterations like towards like a year after we already finished it and then added two more songs and then that's the record.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I listen to acoustic music all the time, and from classical orchestras to concertina recordings, but I can't tell when I'm hearing a really multi-layered record, like how it was done.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to know that the bones were live.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you tracked everything with people.
Yeah. That was, I mean, when I tracked this record, some of it was I'll record one layer.
Yeah.
And then I'll go and back and record the next layer on
top.
Like building a cake. And then you put icing on it. You know, they have like the layers of the cake and stuff.
Oh, I'm thinking about cake now. I want to get into this first track. We may as well go from top to bottom. In fact, we may be able to hear almost all of the record
cool. This
hour here on Classical WMUK. If you just tuned in, I'm with Jordan Hamilton, the cellist, singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, impresario, the curator of a wonderful new series called Green Room Series, which you can see on a fairly regular basis. Like you book friends and guests who interest you and have great conversations with them online. We'll talk about it later. We'll take listeners right through what lemonade is, because I need to know what that is. But we'll start with the first track. And I was telling you before, I've been listening as I walk home or walk to work. And what strikes me about this, how the whole thing gets started, is it's almost like in progress, as you know, you don't go dun da 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 dun dun and start the song. It's like, oh, here we are, we're in it.
Right.
Let's give it a listen. Thank you. I'm with Jordan Hamilton, and we're checking out Vibrations, his new album of instrumentals. And as I mentioned, I'm walking to work. This is making me, it's given me a very relaxed kind of walk. I was having sort of, my neck is giving my shoulder rolls, and, you know, just keep you, for someone who's trained in classical music, you really do know how to relax.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was a little, well, you know, not always. Sometimes I think it'd be funny because I'm a very chill person, but when I was coming up playing cello, I had this idea, you know, I felt like I was training like an athlete. I was very intense. I have stories every now and again where I've told a few friends, it's like, you need to be working every day. I'm supposed to be. You
know? I know.
It's an intense field. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much pressure to be excellent.
You get a whole bunch of advice from your professor, and then you're stuck by yourself processing it and with your own self-doubt or, you know, you're like, it's, try harder, push.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty typical. And then at some point, Jordan Hamilton's like, I can do other things.
Yeah,
too.
That's what happened. You know, I'm like, nah. I felt like I was cutting myself off too much and I was getting mad. I was isolating myself too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, nah, it feels good. Really good to make music with other people.
Right.
And to improvise. That's a big topic for me today.
Mean, you're the beast at it. You're the master.
Oh, honey,
at it.
No, I'm not.
You be killing it.
No, I was actually going to ask you for some advice on that.
I need advice. I've gone to your show, I've seen you play.
Well, those are memorized.
Well,
that's all I can. No. Yeah, okay. Well, we're not talking about that. Please. I actually do want to get some tips because I have, you know, looked at on your Facebook page you occasionally post practice sessions and improvisation sessions. I see you lay down something to play with.
Yeah.
And then you kind of let it go. Have you overcome that idea that, ooh, I made a mistake, I better stop?
Yeah, I mean, I still struggle with that. You know, I still...
Didn't like that note. I better stop and think about it.
Yeah. And often, I've been trying to, because, you know, social media is always the game that everyone's regrets playing, loves to witness, but also it's tough to do, you know, it's just, but then, so, you know, I'm always, you know, you don't want to release anything that can like show a flag, oh, this person sucks, you know. You know, I struggle
to curate
with that.
Your own self and sort of like, oh boy, this is an ego trip or something,
right,
you know?
Right. I struggle with, you know, maybe releasing something that's not necessarily perfect, but at the same time I find that as soon as I try and make it quote unquote perfect, I can never get a good recording. So for some of the things that I've been doing lately, it's like, you know, I might practice over it a little bit or I won't practice over it. I already knew this beat for a while and I'm just practicing scales. Like a lot of times I like to put on a beat, often J Dilla beats or just other songs that I enjoyed. I find an instrumental or I build the instrumental myself and I'll play scales over them. It kind of helps my fingers stay fresh. You know, because they were so trained to doing that every day. It's like, if I don't do that, my fingers are like, hey.
The instrument, it demands it.
Yeah.
She's our arch mistress.
Right. So instead of, you know, slaving myself to a drone, which I still love, or a metronome, I put on a beat and practice with that. So once I do that, I throw on the camera and the recording stuff, and I just let myself play for like a minute or two. And that's it. You know, just that one time. And I find sometimes I want to go back and record it like a different way. And then it's like, nah, this sounds too, like, it doesn't sound as fresh as, I may think that I didn't like the first take, but then I go back and listen. I was like, oh, that was actually creative. That was cool. You weren't thinking about it. I can hear you thinking in the second version or third version.
That's so true. So,
yeah, it's wild.
That happens if I'm just doing a voice track, you know, first ones tends to be the best, and I go back and try to smooth it out.
Yep.
For the second one, it sounds less energetic, less.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chick Corea, I just, you know, he passed away and there was somebody passing on some of the advice he had given over time. And one of those pieces of advice was don't play a note unless you can hear it. Mm. I can't really, I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
I guess a lot.
Yeah. I guess. Like, and then you move to the next note from there. Right?
Yeah.
I think sometimes when he's saying that too, I think they're not always hearing every single note, but it's like they don't always hear notes, but they hear feelings too. I feel like Chick Corea hears feelings and colors. Like that's how he hears sound. And it's like he may not hear every single note. Now he's been doing it for so long, nothing is new, so he can probably hear those chords really well now. But like when you hear the note, I think it's mostly don't play anything that you can't feel. It's kind of how I interpret it. It's like, don't play anything that you don't want to say.
My guest is Jordan Hamilton, whose new album, Vibrations, is available right now on Bandcamp. We're both big fans of Bandcamp, which really puts supporting musicians first. And sometimes you can get a great deal on the first Friday of the month. And I couldn't tell you what day it is today.
Yeah,
it's April 14. We're a ways from the next one.
Yes.
But, hey, it's a great deal anyway.
It is.
Bandcamp is where you'll find Jordan Hamilton's latest and all of the albums, Foreign Land, My Thoughts Are, and this latest one. I love instrumental music.
Yeah, like, me
I'm
too.
Steeped in it all day long, and I think it's because it releases me from having to focus on the lyrics.
Right.
I get to focus on whatever I want.
Right. Because I think often when we're listening to lyrics, like our minds already thinking words, you know, sometimes. So it's like if we get instrumentals, we can put our own words to it. Or we can not focus on words for once, you know. We can get into a space that's kind of in the in-between, which is where we like to be.
This does it so well. I want to get back to it.
Good.
There's some arpeggio fire going on in one of these tracks.
Yeah. That's the third one?
Radiation. All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.